上第四章。
Let us turn once again to First Chronicles.
我们一再的重复这一段圣经。
Let us review the passage we read in First Chronicles 4.
历代之上第四章。
First Chronicles 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
亚比斯比他众弟兄更尊贵，他母亲给他起名叫亚比斯，意思说我生他甚是痛苦。
And Jabez was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother named him Jabez, saying, because I bore him with pain.
亚比斯求告以色列的神说，甚愿你赐福于我，扩张我的境界，常与我同在，保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦，神就应允他所求的。
Now Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, Oh, that thou wouldst bless me indeed, and enlarge my border, and that thy hand might be with me, and that thou wouldst keep me from harm, and it may not pain me. And God granted him what he requested.
大家都知道我们这个周末是一同来看亚比斯的祷告。
All of us know that this weekend we've been looking at the prayer of Jabez.
这个祷告非常特别的地方，因为它刚好是被放在历代之上一些家谱的中间。
This prayer is very special because it's inserted right in the midst of a genealogy in First Chronicles.
家谱是告诉我们谁生谁，谁是谁。
Genealogies tell us who begat who and who's who.
所以我们就明白说，原来亚比斯的祷告，它的重点是重在这个祷告的人。
So we know the emphasis in the prayer of Jabez is on the person who is praying.
所以圣经说亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵。
And the Bible tells us that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
因为他是这样一个尊贵的人。
Because he was such an honorable person.
所以他就有下面的祷告。
Therefore he had such a prayer.
而他的祷告，圣经很清楚告诉我们，神立刻就应允他了。
And this prayer very clearly in the Bible tells us that God immediately granted his request.
因为亚比斯的祷告在原文里面，它的结构乃是一个许愿的祷告。
Because the prayer of Jabez in the original is its structure is a structure of a vow.
许愿的祷告向来是分作两部分的。
The structure of a vow is always split into two parts.
当一个人向神许愿的时候，
when somebody makes a vow,
他前面的一部分就是如果神怎样怎样做。
The first part is if God does such and such.
然后下面我就怎样怎样做。
And the second part is then I will do such and such.
那么亚比斯的祷告呢？只有上半段，没有下半段。
The prayer of Jabez only has the first part, not the second part.
原文的意思是说，你如果赐福于我。
In the original, it says, "If you thou would bless me."
你如果扩张我的境界。
If you enlarge my border.
如果你的手与我同在。
If thy hand might be with me.
保佑我不遭患难，不受艰苦。
And if thou wouldst keep me from harm, that it may not pain me.
然后就完了。
And then it ends.
这证明是一个没有完成的祷告。
This proves that it's an unfinished prayer.
或者说只祷告一半。
In other words, the prayer is only in half.
结果奇妙的就是神就应允他所求。
And the amazing thing is God granted him what he requested.
所以我们要问为什么圣经里面记载了这么一个未完成的祷告。
So we have to ask, why does the Bible have an unfinished prayer here?
那昨天晚上我们看得很清楚。
Last evening we saw very clearly.
原来亚比斯的祷告。
The prayer of Jabez.
事实上他所祷告的就是神所要做的。
Actually, what he prayed is what God wants to do.
不过在旧约的时候，神给了一些条件。
But in the Old Testament, God gave some conditions.
我们知道神愿意赐福给每一个以色列人。
We know that God wanted to bless all the people of Israel.
神愿意扩张他的境界。
They wanted to,
他们的境界。
He wanted to enlarge their border.
神愿意的，神的手愿意常与他们同在。
He wanted to have his hand with them at all times.
神向来就是要保佑他们不遭患难，不受艰苦。
He always wanted to keep them from harm and from pain.
不过在旧约，神和以色列人立了个约，这就是西乃山的约。
But in the Old Testament, God had a covenant with the people, and that was the covenant on Mount Sinai.
如果以色列人遵行神的旨意。
If the people of Israel obey the will of God,
照着神的话来做
and followed according to His word,
那这几样东西就是他们的
then these things would be theirs.
如果他们违反神的旨意
but if they rebelled or rejected against
the Lord, 那么苦难和患难就要临到他们
suffering and destruction would reach them.
所以他们已经签好约了
so they've already had a covenant.
等到他们遵行神的旨意的时候
when they followed God's will,
神就是不喜欢祝福他们，神还得要祝福他们
even though God doesn't want to bless them, He has to bless them.
因为我们知道神受了那个约的 约束。
Because God was restricted by that covenant.
他愿意签那个字的。
He is willing to sign the covenant.
那么同样的。
Same.
如果人今天不遵守神的旨意。
If today man is not to follow God's will.
神就是愿意遵守他的，愿意祝福他们，也没有那个可能。
Even though God wants to bless them, he can't.
所以这是旧约。
That's the Old Testament.
所以我们要懂得这里旧约的光景，这旧约的背景。
We need to understand the background in the Old Testament.
所以圣经说亚比斯求告以色列的人。
So it says that Jabez called upon the God of Israel.
所以我们必须要从旧约的观点来看这一段圣经的祷告。
So we need to look at this prayer in the eyes of the Old Testament.
但是我们知道，因为亚比斯比众弟兄更尊贵。
But we know that Jabez was more honorable than his brothers.
我们知道说亚比斯乃是遵行神旨意。
We know that Jabez was one who followed God's will.
乃是个遵守神诫命的。
He was one who followed God's will.
所以他比众弟兄更尊贵。
Therefore, he was more honorable than his brothers.
那因为他已经履行了他的条件
，because he has already accomplished what his condition.
所以当他祷告照着神的旨意祷告的时候
，so when he prayed according to God's will,
结果我们看见神就还在，所以神就听了他的祷告。
Therefore, God answered his prayer.
所以这里给我们找到一个很重要的原则。
Here we see a very important principle.
我们如果来到主面前祷告
，if we come before God, the Lord, and pray.
我们如果学会根据神的旨意向神祷告
，if we've learned how to pray according to God's will.
我们根据神的旨意向神来求。
And according to God's will, we ask Him.
我们已经说过了。
We've already said.
我们这些蒙恩的人所得的祝福乃是天上的祝福。
We who have been saved have received a blessing that's a heavenly one.
所以我们先求他的国和他的义。
So we first seek the kingdom of God.
我们要神在基督里所给我们一切的祝福。
We want all the blessings in Christ.
他既然要我们得着儿子的名分。
He wants us to have sonship.
他就是巴不得我们能早一天能够长大成人。
He wants us to mature.
能够磨成神儿子的形象。
He wants us to be conformed to the image of His Son.
那弟兄姊妹，如果我们今天亚比斯的祷告是什么意思呢
？So what is the prayer of Jabez?
就是这个祷告乃是根据神的旨意的祷告。
This prayer is a prayer according to God's will.
这个祷告乃是祷告神心中的愿望。
This prayer is praying something that is in the heart of God.
那结果你看见你好像还没有祷告完，神就听了我们。
So it's as if your prayer is unfinished and God grants your request.
因着我们先求他的国和他的义
，because we seek first His kingdom and righteousness，
所以神就答应了我们的祷告。
Therefore, God answers our prayer.
不过，神再加上更多的祝福。
But then He adds additional blessings.
他把属地的祝福也赐给了我们。
He will give us the earthly blessings.
你没有为属地的祝福向主求。
You did not ask for earthly blessings.
但是因为你要的是属天的祝福。
But because you wanted spiritual blessings.
你要的在基督里面的一切。
You want everything in Christ.
你愿意神的旨意成就。
You want God's will to be accomplished.
行在地上，好像行在天上。
As on earth, as it is in heaven.
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神说这也是我所愿意的。
God said, "This is what I desire."
所以神当然很快的就听了我们的祷告。
So of course, very quickly, He answers your prayer.
但是对于属天的子民
，But for the heavenly people,
当我们因着神属天的，当我们因着神的旨意，根据神的旨意在那祷告的时候
，When we pray according to God's will,
当我们先求他的国。和他的义的时候
When we first seek His righteousness and kingdom,
你知道这是神所要的。
This is what God wants.
神巴不得在地上能找到一般人是先求他的国和他的义的。
God wants to find people who first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
那当我们这样祷告的时候
When we pray this prayer,
主说这一切都要加给。
The Lord said, all these things shall be added unto you.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
这是非常重要。
This is very important.
你知道旧约里面有一个人很会祷告。
You know, there's a person in the Old Testament who knew how to pray.
那个人就是就是所罗门。
And that person was Solomon.
所罗门是最有智慧的人。
Solomon was the wisest of all.
怎么知道
？How do you know？
因为他最会祷告。
Because he knew how to pray.
神后来告诉他说
，God told him，
你没有求福。
You did not ask for riches.
你又没有求寿。
You did not ask for long life.
你什么都没有求。
You did not ask for it.
但是他所罗门却是求智慧。
But he asked for wisdom.
为什么要寻求智慧
？Why did he seek for wisdom？
能够明白神的旨意
，to understand God's will，
然后怎样能够遵行神的旨意
，and how to follow God's will，
然后他知道怎样在神的百姓中间行走
，and then he knew how to walk among the people of God。
那么我们要记得
，we have to remember，
保 比所罗门没有求福，也没有求寿。
Solomon didn't ask for riches or long life.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
后来神听了他的祷告。
Then God listened to his prayer.
神把智慧赐给他。
God gave him wisdom.
但是神把福和寿也加添给他。
But he also gave blessing and also gave long life to him.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个就是亚比斯的祷告。
This is the prayer of Jabez.
所以我们一定要懂得神的心意。
We have to understand what's in God's heart.
我们才能明白我们怎样有一个祷告像亚比斯的祷告一样。
Then we can understand how we can have a prayer like the prayer of Jabez.
那今天早晨我们要从旧新约的亮光来看亚比斯的祷告。
So this morning we want to see the prayer of Jabez in the light of the New Testament.
旧约里面的话都像一幅一幅的图画一样。
In the Old Testament.You have a lot of pictures.
但是那个真正的解释是在新约里面。
But the explanation of these pictures is in the New Testament.
所以我们懂了关乎亚比斯祷告的种种。
So now we more or less understand the prayer of Jabez.
那现在我们需要从新约里面找到一段圣经。
But now we want to look in the New Testament, a passage.
那根据那段圣经，回过头来看亚比斯的祷告，你看见里面我们里面就更清楚了。
And we'll be even more clear if we look at this passage in the New Testament.
那个道路也是更清楚。
And that way.Is clear.
我们好不好一同来看一下，新约。
Let us turn to the New Testament.
新约。约翰福音。
The Gospel of John.
第十四章。
Chapter 14.
第十四章第十三节
Chapter 14, verse 13
你们奉我的名无论求什么我必成就叫父因儿子的荣耀
And whatever you ask in my name that will I do that the Father may be glorified in the Son
那这里有一句很特别的话
Here's a very special phrase
无论求什么
Whatever you ask
我必成就
That will I do.
你知道这是圣经里面非常大的一个应许。
This is one of the greatest promises in the Bible.
我们如果能够得到主这样的应许，我们就放心了。
If we can gain such a promise from the Lord, we can be comforted.
主说无论求什么，我必成就。
He says, whatever you ask, that will I do.
不过不要忘记。
But don't forget.
上面有一句话。
There's another phrase here.
你们奉我的名，无论求什么。我必成就。
Whatever you ask in my name, that will I do.
叫父因儿子的荣耀。
That the Father may be glorified in the Son.
你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。
If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it.
我们再来看第十五章。
Chapter 15.
第十五章第十六节
Verse 16 Chapter 15 verse 16
不是你们拣选了我是我拣选了你们
You did not choose me But I chose you
并且分派你们去结果子
And appointed you that you should go and bear fruit
叫你们的果子长存
And that your fruit should remain
使你们奉我的名无论向父求什么他就赐给你们
That whatever you ask of the Father in my name, he may give to you.
亚比斯的祷告是向以色列神祷告。
The prayer of Jabez was prayed to the God of Israel.
但是这里的祷告乃是向父祷告。
But here the prayer is praying to the Father.
无论向父求什么。
Whatever things you ask of the Father,
他就赐给你们。
He will give it to you.
他一定听你的祷告。
He will listen to your prayer.
你还没有祷告完，父就听了你的祷告。
Before you finish your prayer, the Father listens to you.
那不要忘记，上面也有一句话。
But again, another word.
使你们奉我的名，无论向父求什么。
Whatever you ask of the Father in my name.
然后我们再来看第十六章。
Chapter 16.
二十三节。
Verse 23.
到那日。
In that day,
你们什么也就不用问我，就不用就不问我了。
You will ask me no question.
那日就是指的主复活的日子。
That is the day of resurrection.
那指的主得荣耀的日子。
That is the day that he was glorified.
我实实在在地告诉你们
，Truly, truly, I say to you，
你们若向父求什么
，If you shall ask the Father for anything，
他必因我的名赐给你们
，He will give it to you in my name。
向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。
Until now, you have asked for nothing in my name。
那三年半之久，门徒们没有奉主的名向父求什么。
For over 3.5 years, the disciples did not ask the Father in the Lord's name。
然后主说。
Then the Lord said。
自从主复活以后，生复活以后。
After he resurrected。
他说：“如今你们求，就必得着。
”Ask and you will receive。
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That your joy may be made full。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
你看见吗
？Do you see that？
在新约，你看见主的的确确给我们这样的应许。
In the New Testament, we see such a promise。
所以你发现在这里讲来讲去有一个很大的先决的条件，有一个很重要的要件。
There's a very, very important condition here。
这里说你们要奉，你们向，你们要奉我的名求。
You have to pray in my name.
如果你们这样求的话，就必得着。
If you do this, you will receive.
叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
That your joy may be made full.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们知道我们应该怎样的祷告。
Now we know how to pray.
那么这是几节非常重要的圣经。
These are several very important verses.
但是还有一节更重要的。
But there's another important verse.
可以说把刚才我们所读的几节把它总括在一起。
That this verse can actually summarize and gather all the previous verses.
那个就好像在新约里面讲到亚比斯的祷告一样。
It's like a prayer of Jabez in the New Testament.
好像当你读的那段圣经，好像是亚比斯祷告的一个新约的版本。
It's as if it were a New Testament version of the prayer of Jabez.
但是不要忘记
，Don't forget，
这刚好是一把钥匙，把亚比斯祷告的奥秘为我们解开。
It is a key to open up and solve the mystery of the prayer of Jabez.
那我盼望大家一定要能记得这些圣经。
I ask that you would actually remember this.
所以你不可能光读亚比斯的祷告。
You can't just read the prayer of Jabez.
而你看不见新约里面所启示的真理。
And you don't see the revelation revealed in the New Testament.
如果你不是用新约的光来解释旧约。
If you don't use the light of the New Testament to explain the Old Testament,
你看见说你可以把亚比斯祷告领会的很深透彻
You can understand the prayer of Jabez well, very well through.
但是我们没有抓到真理的中心
But you don't capture the center of truth.
所以这里非常重要
So it's very important.
这里给我们一个很重要的秘诀
Here we have a very secret.
关于亚比斯祷告的种种。
It has to do with the prayer of Jabez.
结果你看见在这一节圣经里面，我们主很清楚的把那个祷告的秘诀告诉了我们。
And in this verse, he explains the secret.
第七节，第十五章第七节。
Chapter 15, verse 7.
你们若住在我里面
，If you abide in me,
我的话也住在你们里面。
And my words abide in you.
那你们注意到我把常字换成住。
Chinese is translated into abide.
我们知道在原文实在是 abide 是住在我里。
In the original, it's abide.
我的话也住在你们里。
And my words abide in you.
凡你们所愿意。
Ask whatever you wish.
祈求的就给你们。
And it shall be done for you.
我愿意告诉弟兄姊妹。
I want to tell brothers and sisters.
在新约圣经里面。
In the New Testament.
这一节圣经的应许是了不起的。
This verse is one of the greatest promises.
这里怎么说
？What does it say？
凡你们所愿意。
Ask whatever you wish.
弟兄姊妹，只要你愿意。
As long as you wish.
你告诉我你愿意什么
？Tell me what you wish.
你只要祈求，就给你们成就。
If you ask of it, it shall be done for you.
你知道吗？这个事实上是亚比斯祷告的精神。
This is exactly prayer
in the spirit.
In the spirit of the prayer of Jabez.
但重点在什么地方呢
？But what's the emphasis?
你看见没有？这个人是个什么样的人
？What type of person is this person?
他必须比众弟兄更尊贵。
He had to be more honorable than his brothers.
如果你忘记了上面的话。
If you forgot the previous word,
凡你们所愿意的祈求，就给你们成就。
Ask whatever you wish, and it shall be done for you.
那么你说我愿意天上的月亮，神会把天上的月亮给你吗
？If you ask for the moon, do you say, will the Lord give you the moon?
但你不要忘记。
Don't forget.
你如果知道上面讲什么，你就不会要月亮。
If you know what is mentioned before, you won't ask for the moon.
要月亮就是圣经里面说是你们忘，你们求也得不着，因为你们忘求。You ask amiss.
You, in the Bible it says that you don't receive it because you ask amiss.
为什么?
Why?
因为你不是根据神的旨意求。
Because you did not ask according to God's will.
你看见没有?
Do you understand?
在这里人有一个人有意志，他有他的 will.
Yes, somebody has a will.
他只要愿意。
He wants, if he wishes.
他说我愿意，然后他根据这个愿意来祷告。
And according to those wish, he prays.
主说我就给你们成就。
Then I will give it to you.
这不是个很大的一个支票吗?
Isn't this a very important big check?
现在这个支票在你的手里。
This check is now in your hand.
你只要愿意，那么你照着祈求就给你们成就。
As long as you want it, whatever according to your wish, it will be done to you.
但是弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
现在你看你祷告的人是很重要。
Now the person of prayer is very important.
这个人是个什么样的人
呢? What type of person is this?
主说你们若住在我里面。
It says, if you abide in me,
我的话也住在你们。
And my words abide in you.
这个人为什么比众弟兄更尊贵呢?
Why is this man more honorable than his brothers?
因为他住在主的里。
Because he abides in Christ.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？
Do you see that?
这个人是与基督连结的人。
He is one who is one with Christ.
他的情感和基督情感连结。
His emotions are one with Christ.
他的思想和基督的思想连结。
His thoughts are one with Christ.
他的意志和基督的意志连结。
His will is one with the will of Christ.
基督所想的就是他所想。
What Christ thinks, he thinks.
基督所爱的就是他所爱。
Christ loves, he loves.
基督所恨的也是他所恨的。
What Christ hates, he hates.
基督恨恶罪恶，他也恨恶罪恶。
Christ hates sin, he hates sin.
弟兄姊妹，凡基督所要的也是他所要的。
Whatever Christ wants, that is what he wants.
这个叫做住在主里面。
This means abiding in the Lord.
住在主里面什么意思？
What does it mean to abide in the Lord?
就是你以主的意志来做你的意志。
It means that the Lord's will becomes your will.
你用主的爱好来做你的爱好。
The call of love is your call of love.
你用主的决定来做你的决定。
His decision is your decision.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
这个人乃是住在主里面。
This person abides in the Lord.
因着他住在主里面，
But because he abides in the Lord,
有亲密的交
情， He has that sweet fellowship,
好像玛利亚坐在主的脚前，
Just like Mary before the feet of Jesus.
哦，他巴不得能明白主的旨意。
She wanted to know the will of God.
他愿意讨主的喜。
She wanted to find favor in her.
所以弟兄姊妹，
Brothers and sisters,
当你真的以基督的心为你心的时候，
When the heart of Christ is your heart,
当我们以神的旨意， The will of God to be your, 做你的旨意的时候，
When the will of God becomes your will,
弟兄姊妹，这个人乃是住在主里面。
This is one who abides in Christ.
那当他住在主里面的时候，
When he abides in Christ,
主说我的话也在你们。
The Lord said, my words also abide in you.
那个话在原文是 rhema, 不是 logos.
This word in the original is rhema, not logos.
圣经里面的话有两个希腊字。
There are two Greek words for the word word.
一个是 logos.
One is logos.
还有一个是 rhema.
One is rhema.
Logos 是真理的话。
Logos is the true word.
Rhema 乃是圣灵的话。
Rhema is the word of life.
乃是圣灵借着圣经已经说过的话。
The Holy Spirit through the words already spoken in the Bible.
今天对我们再说一遍。
Then speaks it to us once again.
结果变成生命的话，
Then it becomes the words of life.
变成能力的话，
becomes the words of power.
现在明白吗？
Do you understand?
什么时候我们住在主里面？
Anytime we abide in Christ.
现在圣灵就把神已经说过的话对我们再说一遍。
The Holy Spirit will use the words already spoken to speak to us again.
现在你就明白神的旨意。
Now you understand God's will.
弟兄姊妹，这是我们怎么明白神旨意。
This is how we know God's will.
我们知道从前有的人呢不知道怎么明白神的旨意。
We know that in the past, many people did not know how to know God's will.
所以他们就把圣经就合起来了。
So they will close the Bible.
闭上他们的眼睛。
Close their eyes.
然后把圣经打开。
And then open up their Bible.
然后手就指一个节的圣经。
And just point at a verse.
那么这节圣经节应该就是神的旨意。
So this must be God's will.
所以有一个弟兄他就这么一指。
So there was a brother who just pointed like that.
指到马太福音。
And pointed to Matthew.
圣经说犹大出去吊死了。
And pointed out that Judah went out and hung himself.
哦，他这个不可能神的旨意。
And then he said, oh, that can't be God's will.
又合起来。
He closed the Bible.
再翻开。
Opened again.
这一次是路加福音第十章。
And it was Luke chapter 10.
有一节圣经怎么说呢？
What is the one verse that says?
你去照样行吧。
Do accordingly.
犹大出去吊死了，现在你就照样行吧。
Judas went out and hung himself.
他都
do it again.
不可能，我赶快再合起来。
Close it again.
再翻开。
Open it up.
这一次是约翰福音十三章。
And went to John 13.
里面有一句话。
There's one phrase.
你要做，赶快做吧。
If you do it, do it quickly.
那弟兄姊妹，你把这三节圣经放在一起
，If you add all three verses，
那么你以为这是神的旨意吗
？You think this is God's will？
当然，你不要笑我们的弟兄。
Don't laugh at our brother。
你读教会历史的时候
，If you read church history，
连威斯里、约翰跟查理·威斯里他们当初也是这样。
That's how John and Charles Wesley actually did。
你知道那个时候神用 Whitfield 弟兄在 Bristol 开了一个很大福音的门。
God used Whitfield in Bristol to open the gospel doors。
结果消息传来了，要威斯里兄弟也到 Bristol 去开工。
And the news came for the Wesley brothers to come and work there.
结果他们不知道神的旨意是什么。
They didn't know what God's will was.
就像刚才一样。
Just like before.
他们合起来
，They closed the Bible,
打开
，opened it up,
一节的圣经
，pointed it.
结果每个地方圣经里面都有死这个字。
And every place they pointed had the word die.
所以这个到底要去还是不要去
？So should they go or shouldn't they go?
那就后来他们怎么说
？What did they say?
他说如果是神的旨意，要死就死吧。
And they said if it's God's will to die, we'll die.
他们去了
，They went.
不要忘记
，Don't forget.
就是他们。这么一去
as soon as they went,
他们就点起了十八世纪英国整个复兴的火。
They started to light the fire of the revival in the 18th century in England.
弟兄姊妹，如果读教会历史的话
，If you read the church history,
那个复兴的火是怎么点起来的
？That revival fire, how did it ignite?
你看，你有两个兄弟
，There were two brothers.
当他们寻求神的旨意
，As they were seeking God's will,
他们不知道怎么明白神的旨意
，They did not understand how to.
结果每个地方都讲到死
，And every place they looked, it spoke of death.
但他们说：“主啊，我们若要死，就死吧。
”They said, "If we're to die, we'll die."
他们反而清楚了神的旨意
，They were then clear with the will of God.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
这到底神怎么显明他的旨意
？How does God show His will?
你怎么知道神的旨意
？How do you know God's will?
非常重要。
Very important.
当你与主交通的时候
，When you have fellowship with the Lord.
当你安静在主的
，When you are quiet before the Lord.
当你住在主的
，When you abide in the Lord.
就在这个时候
，It is at this time.
主说你们住在我的里面。
The Lord says, "When you abide in me,
我的话就住在你们。
And my words abide in you."
这个时候。圣灵就把神已经说的话、说过的话对我们再说一遍。
And this time the Holy Spirit will speak the words of God that were already spoken.
现在你就明白神的旨意。
Now you understand God's will.
然后你有个祷告。
Then you have a prayer.
你说主啊。
You say Lord.
愿你的旨意成就。
May your will be done.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在你是以主的旨意来做你的意思。
Now you do your will is according to the Lord's
will. 你拣选主的旨意做你的旨意。
You choose His will to be your will.
弟兄姊妹，
Brothers,
你愿与主有最完美的连接。
You want to have the most beautiful union with Him.
你把你自己完全的献上。
You want to completely give of yourself to Him.
就在这个时候。
And it is at this time.
主说，
The Lord says,
凡你所愿意。
Whatever you wish,
祈求的就给你们成就。
Ask and it shall be done unto you.
为什么
？Why?
因为现在这里有一个人像雅比斯一样。
Here there's one person like Jabez.
他比众弟兄更重。
Is more honorable than his brothers.
当许多人住在世界里面
，When many people live in the world,
这里有一个人住在基督里面。
There's one who abides in Christ.
当许多人讨世界的欢喜的时候
，When people are enjoying the life of this world,
这里有一个人他只要神的旨意。
There's someone here who only wants the Lord.
当他住在主里面的时候
，When he abides in Christ.
你看见主就把他旨意向他开启。
The Lord opens up His will to him.
你看见吗？神借着他已经说过的话
，through the words that He already spoke，
现在在他的里面再说一遍。
In Him He speaks it once again.
那么当圣灵这样说的时候
，when the Holy Spirit speaks，
你看见说他里面就明白神的旨意。
He understands the will of God.
因着明白是神的旨意。
And if you understand the will of God，
他很自然有一个反应。
Very naturally there's a reaction.
主啊，愿你的旨意成就。
Lord, may Your will be done.
弟兄姊妹，明白吗？
Do you understand?
我举个例子给大家听。
I'll give an example.
比方说，在旧约。
For example, the Old Testament.
当你读到以赛亚书第十四章的时候，第七章的时候
，When you read Isaiah chapter 7,
必有童女怀孕生子。
There is a virgin who will give birth to a son.
那弟兄姊妹，这是预言的。
This is a prophecy.
我们相信玛利亚。当他读这段圣经的时候
，We believe that when Mary read that passage，
她当初就是童女
，She was a virgin，
但她就像千千万万以色列的童女一样
，But she was just like the myriads of virgins in Israel。
他们同样的读以赛亚书第七章第十四节
，They also read chapter 7 verse 14 of Isaiah。
这是 logos， 这是神真理的道
，This is logos， a true word。
The word of truth,
the word of truth.
所以因为这个缘故，每一个以色列人都相信神的话。
So all the people of Israel believed in the word.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
虽然玛利亚也读这一段的话
even though Mary read these words,
就像千千万万的童女一样
just like the other myriads of
virgins, 相信神所说的话
they believed in the word,
但是有一天
but the one day,
神就根据他已经说过的话
God, according to the word that he already spoke,
借着圣灵借着天使对玛利亚再说一遍
according to the Holy Spirit, when through the angel, he spoke it once
again. 现在圣灵怎么说呢
now what did the Holy Spirit say?
你要怀孕生子
you are to give birth to the son.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗
Do you see that?
同样的是童女怀孕生子
It's the virgin giving birth to a son.
在旧约是一般的是 general 的
In Old Testament, it's for a general purpose.
现在变成 specific, 变成专一的
Now it becomes specific.
本来是很客观的
Before it was very objective.
现在变得非常主观的
Now it's very subjective.
本来是历史上的话
Before it was historical.
现在变成今天的话
Now it's present time.
弟兄姊妹你明白吗
Do you understand?
就在那个时候你要怀孕生子
You will give birth to a son.
你要给他起名叫耶稣
and you will call him Jesus.
在以赛亚，你要给他起名叫以马内利。
In Isaiah, it says you will call him Emmanuel.
但是现在神把这个话再说一遍。
But God now re-speaks that word.
其实主耶稣就是以马内利。
The Lord Jesus is Emmanuel.
其实主耶稣就其实玛利亚就是那个童女。
And Mary is that virgin.
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
本来是 Logos.
Before it was Logos.
现在神把话再说一遍。
Now God speaks the word again.
就变成 Rhema 了。
Becomes Rhema.
生命的话。
It becomes word of life.
主观的话。
The word objective.
今天的话。
Today's word.
是 personal 的我是单单对他说的话。
It's a personal.
当有能力的话
It is a word of power.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
当玛利亚听见这个话的时候
When Mary heard these words.
你看见她非常的震惊啊
She was very shocked.
她不知道怎么好才好
She didn't know what to do.
所以她说我还没出嫁怎么能有这件事情
I haven't been married yet. How can it happen?
这证明什么
What does that mean?
证明主的话来的时候
It means that when the word came.
她不是没有挣扎
It's not that she didn't struggle.
她的确在那里挣扎
She was there struggling.
从此以后
From then on.
也许许多人要称我有福
Many people say I'm blessed.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget.
对于世界许多的人
For many people of the world.
也许从此我就带上了羞耻
From now on, I will be shamed.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你看见童女怀孕生子
A virgin giving birth.
现在神对她说话了
Now God has spoken.
你知道那个代价有多大
Do you know what price is?
那个代价乃是玛利亚的生命
That's a high price and that is her life.
我们的fame名誉乃是人的第二个生命
You know that fame is a person's second life.
对玛利亚是对我们是如此，对玛利亚也是如此。
For us is the same, likewise to Mary.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
你不要以为神是随便对你说话。
Don't think that God just speaks to you carelessly.
每一次神如果对你把 Rhema 给你的时候
，When God gives you Rhema，
让你明白神旨意的时候
，When you understand His will，
许多时候是要我们的命的。
Many times it costs us our life.
你知道吗
？Do you know that?
因为这个缘故
，For this reason，
玛利亚在这挣扎
，Mary struggling，
挣扎
，struggling，
再挣扎
，and struggling some more。At the end,
你看见她顺服下来了。
Then finally she obeyed.
那然后玛利亚有个祷告。
And Mary had a prayer.
她怎么祷告呢
？How did she pray?
她说：“情愿照着你的话。
According to your word.
照着你的话，情愿照着你的话，能够成就在使女的身上。
May it be according to your word that it may be established in.Your maidservant.
那什么意思呢
What does that mean?
照着你的话来做吧
That is, do according to your word.
我不管是恶名也好，美名也好
Whether I have a good or bad name.
但是不要紧
Don't forget.
你的旨意是最重要的
Your will.
现在我愿意让你的话成就在我的身上
I desire that your word would be established in my life.
虽然这代表许多的苦难
Even though it brought much suffering.
虽然这代表许多的损失
Even though it brought much loss.
但是神啊，只要是你的意思
But God, as long as it's according to your will.
但愿你的旨意成就在我的身上
May your will be done in my life.
不要忘记
Don't forget.
情愿照着你的话
According to your word,
那个话在原文是 Rhema.
That word is Rhema.
这就是主耶稣所说的
That is what the Lord said.
你们住在我里面
If you abide in me,
我的 Rhema 也住在你们里面
My Rhema abides in you.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
Rhema 来了
Rhema is arrived.
你就明白神的旨意
Then you know God's will.
弟兄姊妹你很自然的你也许有挣扎不错
You might have some struggles、yes.
但是因为你住在主里面
But because you are in Christ
最后你降服下来
Now you finally have give in
Surrender 那么结果你说我愿意
And then you say I'm willing
当你说你愿意的时候
When you say you are willing
什么意思
What does that mean
你把自己完全奉献给
You have completely consecrated yourself to the Lord
弟兄姊妹
Brothers,
现在你能有个祷告
Now you can have a prayer
我们在天上的父
Heavenly Father.
Hallowed be thy name. 愿你的人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当你住在主里面。
When you abide in the Lord.
只有主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
你所经过的。
Knows what you have
done. 只有主知道。
Only the Lord knows.
你为着顺服神的旨意。
That to obey God's will.
你流了多少的眼泪。
How many tears you have wept.
你愿意为着主的旨意。
For God's will.
你说主啊，照着你的意思。
You said according to your will, Lord.
弟兄姊妹。
Brother and sister.
你看见这里有一个人。
Here's one person.
你看见他与我们的主是完全联合的。
He is one with our Lord.
他没有自己的意思。
She had no her own purpose.
他的意思就是主的意思。
Her will was the Lord's will.
你看见他的主张，他的意见就是主的意见。
All her designs, all her things were the Lord's.
他的想法就是主的想法。
Her thoughts were the Lord's thoughts.
弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
你看见当一个人与主完全联合的时候
，When one person is one with the Lord，
他住在主里面
，abides in the Lord，
主也住在他里面
，and the Lord abides in
主的 rhema 也住在他里面
，and the rhema is in this person。
神的旨意。住在他里面。
And God's will is in this.
他不只是一个明白神旨意的。
This person not only understands.
他也是个顺服神旨意。
But also follows the will.
就在这个时候。
At this time.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
当他凡他所愿意的。
As long as he desires it.
因为现在他不是愿意他自己所愿意的。
Because she does not desire what she wants.
他是愿意主所愿意的。
She desires what the Lord wants.
所以弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
圣经说。
The Bible says.
凡你们祈求的。
Whatever you ask,
就给你们成。
It shall be done unto you.
你不觉得这是圣经里面最奇妙的一节圣经？
Isn't this one of the most amazing verses?
你不觉得这是很奇妙的圣经告诉我们，今天我们祷告得答应的秘诀在哪里？
Isn't this the secret of the answer to prayer?
你看见清楚吗？
Do you see that?
就说你们从来没有奉我的名求。
The Lord said you had never asked in my name before.
你知道什么叫做奉我的名？
What does it mean to ask in my name?
而且圣经明明告诉我们，奉我的名是向父来求的。
And when you ask in my name, you're asking of the Father.
你看见没有？
You see that?
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这里非常重要的。
Very important.
你知道，如果你去读约翰福音，特别读到第十六章的时候。
If you read John 16.
他说你们若向父求什么？
If you ask of The Father,
他必因我的名赐给你们
and in my name he shall give it to you.
他不能不给你们
he cannot help but give it to you.
因着我的名的缘故
because of my name.
所以弟兄姊妹
brothers,
你看这里有个名字很了不起
here's a very impressive name.
这个名太重要
this name is very important.
你的祷告得着答应
to be answer your prayer.
因着那个名的缘故
it is because of that name.
你看见没有
you see that?
这什么意思呢
what does that mean?
什么叫奉主的名
what does it mean to pray in my name?
奉主的名的意思是什么
what does it mean to pray in my name?
就是有一个人拿了我们的主的名片，他的名片。
Somebody gave a name business card.
你看见吗？
Nameplate.
在这个时候。
At this time,
你看见父亲看见他儿子的名片。
When the father looks at that card.
你看见没有？因着他看见那个名的缘故。
Because of that name card.
无论他求什么。
No matter what he asks.
他就把东西给他了。
He will give it to that person.
那这什么意思呢？
What does that mean?
这背后有一段故事的。
There's a story behind it.
你看这个人和他的儿子一定有一定的关系的。
This person has to have a relationship with the son.
你看见说他的儿子不可能糊涂到一个地步把名片给任何一个人。
His son is not confused enough to give his nameplate to anybody.
你看见没有？一定是有一个人和你的各方面都是你们是好的不能够再好的朋友。
You must be very close friends.
他知道说你不会出卖他。
He knows that you will not betray him.
所以你看见吗？在这里有两个人亲密到一个地步。
So you have two people that are so close.
你可以说他的意志，他的所想的和他儿子所想的是一样的。
You could say that what he is thinking and his will is the same as his son.
所以在这个时候。
So at this time.
他的儿子很自然就把名片给了他。
So very naturally the son will give his business card.
那么现在你到了父面前来祷告的时候。
And now when you pray before the father.
你无论求什么。
No matter what you ask.
父亲只看见那个名片。
The father just looks at that card.
你明白吗？
Do you understand?
名片代表背后的一段的故事。
That card expresses the story behind.
知道是这个人与他的儿子有一种的连结。
It says that there's a union with his son.
而根据这个连结。
And according to this union.
他就听了这个祷告。
Therefore he will answer that prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
现在你懂得什么叫做奉主的名祷告吗
？Now you know how to pray in the name of Jesus.
奉主的名祷告不光是一个 formula， 不光是个公式。
It is not just a formula.
许多时候我们把它变成一个公式了。
Many times we make it into a formula.
我们觉得我们只要这样说一下，它就灵了。
We say, okay, if we pray this way, then it will happen.
But 弟兄姊妹，不错，是会发生事情。
Yes, things will happen.
但是许多时候我们不懂得这句话的意思。
But many times we don't understand why.
你要懂，你要知道说。
We have to know.
当我们说奉主耶稣基督的名。
When we say pray in the name of Jesus.
意思说我们拿着主耶稣的名。
That is, we're taking His name.
这句话的背后是什么意思
？And what's behind the back?
这个人必须住在主里面。
You have to abide in the Lord.
主的话也住在他里面。
And His words abide in you.
那弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
因着他与主的旨意联合的缘故
，Because He is one with the Lord's will.
感谢主
，Thank the Lord.
现在他能奉主耶稣基督。
Now He can pray in the name of Jesus.
你看见吗？现在那句话很有意思。
Now the word becomes interesting.
有的人讲那句话奉主耶稣的名，好像没有讲过的一样。
Some people say pray in Jesus' name as if they never spoke.
因为他讲太多遍，他不知道那个什么意思。
They've spoken it so much they know what it means.
但是不要忘记
But don't forget,
每次我们奉主的名
Every time we pray in the name of Jesus
这是什么意思
What does it mean?
这就表示说我们的主信托我们
It says the Lord trusts us
现在你从主的手里接过他的名
Now we have received from him
他的名超万名之上的名
His name is above all names
你拿着主耶稣的名片
You take his name card
你来到天父的面前
You come before the Father
凡你所愿意的
Whatever you wish
无论你们求什么
Whatever you ask
求就必得着
Ask and it shall be given.
弟兄姊妹，难道我们主在这个开空头支票没有
？Is our Lord giving you a blank check?
好，从来不会兑现吗？不是的。
Will he give you a check that bounces? No.
我们知道最后一定要兑现的。
They will always match up.
但是秘诀在什么地方
？But what's the secret?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
总括的来说
，To speak entirely，
我们若住在主里面
，If we abide in Christ，
主如果主的话也住在我们
，And the words of him abide in us，
凡我们所愿意
，Whatever we wish，
祈求的 ，Ask 就给你
，And it shall be done。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
这是圣经里面最奇妙、最奇妙的事。
It's the most amazing verse。
但是我们常常忽略的圣经。
But many times we misunderstand it。
那么，如果你要明白这段圣经
，If you are to understand，
你需要一幅图画。
You need to have a picture。
那个图画就是旧约亚比斯的祷告。
And that picture is in the Old Testament, the prayer.
所以弟兄姊妹清楚吗
？Do you understand？
这一点是非常重要。
It's very important。
所以我们就来到祷告很重要的部分。
Now we've come to a very important part of prayer。
那就是说，祷告必须。奉主耶稣的名
，Prayer has to be in the name of Jesus.
必须根据神的旨意。
It has to be according to God's will.
当你与基督完全联合的。
When you are one with Christ.
因为你所愿意的就是主所愿意。
What you want is what Christ wants.
所以当你根据神的旨意祷告的时候。
When you pray according to God's will.
无论求什么。
No matter what you ask.
凡祈求的。
Whatever you ask.
就给你们成就。
It shall be done.
这是基督徒祷告得答应的秘诀。
This is the secret of the answer of prayer of a Christian.
我举个例子，实在例子给弟兄们。
Let me give you a practical example.
我们知道在巴西今天有很多很多的 missionary， 很多很多的传教士。
We know that in Brazil there are many missionaries today.
但是大家常常误会了。
But many people misunderstand.
许多人以为到巴西做传教士都是最伟大的。
Some people think that if you go to Brazil, then you must be a great missionary.
其实你忘记巴西有一个地方叫做圣保罗。
Brazil, actually, you forgot, has a city called São Paulo.
圣保罗和纽约是一模一样，是个很 metropolitan city， 是个很大的一个城。
And São Paulo is the same as New York, a metropolitan.
所以，如果你到那里去做传教士的话
，If you go and be a missionary there，
你知道你可以坐在沙发上
，You can sit on a couch。
你知道你可以有最好的享受
，You can have the best amenities。
凡是纽约能有的享受，你在圣保罗也有享受。
Whatever amenities you have in New York, you have in São Paulo。
弟兄姊妹，你看见没有
？You see that？
这是个传教士。
That's a missionary.
但是还有一般的传教士
，But other missionaries，
他们是到亚马孙河去的。
If they go to the Amazon River，
在亚马孙河的附近
，And in the Amazon，
不光人会吃人
，Not only are there cannibals，
树也会吃人。
There are also beasts who can eat people.
树 tree, the tree.
There are also trees that can.
你知道有的树，有的如果你走在森林里面
，If you go into the forest，
忽然发现有人拍你的肩膀
，If somebody taps you on the shoulder，
已经太晚了
，It's too late。
这个就表示一棵树慢慢要把你吃进去。
There's a tree that's actually devouring.
没有多久，你这个人就消化了。
Afterwards, you're going to be all digested.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你要到巴西去的
，If you want to go to Brazil，
反正外行的人都以为你去巴西。
Everybody says, "Oh, you're going to Brazil."
知道你去圣保罗，也不知道你去亚马逊。
They don't know if you're going to São Paulo or to the Amazon.
你去亚马逊和这里连命都不要。
But if you go to Amazon, you don't want to live.
你如果在这个圣保罗的话，你还是可以为主做工。
In São Paulo, you can actually work for.
但是完全两样不，完全两个不同的地方。
But two different places.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你为着福音的缘故
，For the gospel's reason，
你把你的生命直至度完，你根本没有想到你自己的生命。
If you don't even think of your own life，
为着抢救灵魂
，But to save souls，
你甚至为主寻道你都愿意。
You are even willing to be martyred。
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗
？Do you see that？
当你真的这样到了亚马逊
，When you go to the Amazon，
你传福音
，You preach the gospel，
他们听不懂
，They don't understand，
他们根本没有文化
，They don't have a language，
他们没有受过教育
，They don't have culture， They don't have education。
那怎么办呢？你怎么样能叫他们信主呢
？How do you let them know the Lord？
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
就在那个时候
，It is at that time。
凡你所愿意
，Whatever you wish，
祈求的就给你个成。
Ask and it shall be done。
那个时候你一心一意所要的
，Then everything you wish。
主啊，你把我带到这里
，Lord， you brought me here。
我求你能拯救许多的灵魂。
I pray that you may save many souls。
你怎么拯救他们
？How do you save them？
所以弟兄姊妹
，Brother and sister，
就听你的祷告。
The Lord will listen to your prayer。
土人听不懂你的话。
The people that the inhabitants there don't understand your word.
土人听不懂你所讲的故事。
The inhabitants don't understand your story.
你证明有神，证明你把你还是不懂。
You prove that there is a God, they still don't understand.
但是结果呢？忽然间呢，你和他们坐在一起的时候。
But when you sit with them,
也许有一条蛇忽然从火里面就跑出来了。
Maybe a serpent or a snake will come out of fire.
因为它一跑出来，就咬了你的手。
And they bite you, and the snake bites.
那弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
就在这个时候
，it is at this time，
凡你所愿意的
，whatever you wish，
你看见祈求的就给你们成就。
Ask and it shall be given to you.
在这个时候，你奉主的名管住那个舌头，是蛇。
At that time, you in Jesus' name, you bind the.
当你被蛇咬的时候
，when you are bitten by the snake,
那个土人知道这个人一定没有了。
That native says, "Oh, he's done."
没有几分钟，一定死了。
After several minutes, he'll die.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
你看有神迹随着。
There's a miracle that follows.
虽然被毒蛇咬了，却不受害，却没有遭受了害处。
Even though you're bitten by a snake, and you're still not harmed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，因为这个缘故。
For that reason,
很多的土人就悔改信主。
Many of the natives will.
你就结许许多多的果子。
And then you'll bear much fruit.
所以弟兄姊妹
，So brothers and sisters，
现在你明白吗
？Do you understand？
因着你的心和神的心是一致的。
Because your heart is one with the Lord.
神愿意万人得救，神不愿意一个人沉沦。
He wants all to be saved, none to be lost.
你也是这样。
You are.
甚至你的性命你都不顾了。
And you're not going to take care of your life.
你看见你是与主的意志是完全联合。
You are one with the will of the Lord.
所以在这个时候
，So at this time，
许多神迹其实很自然地随着你。
Many miracles will follow you now.
那是很自自然然的一件事。
Very naturally follows.
这就是马可福音最后告诉我们，为什么有的人拿着毒蛇也可以不被咬伤。
That is what Mark shows that in the they could carry poisonous snakes and not be.
许多误会这段圣经。
Many people misunderstand.
但是弟兄姊妹，这个乃是根据约翰福音十五章第七节那里告诉我们。
This is according to John 15:7.
凡你所愿意的。
Whatever you wish,
祈求的就给你们成就。
Ask and it shall be done for you.
弟兄姊妹
，brother and sister，
你看见没有
？You see that?
当这一般的弟兄们求神迹的时候，神迹就显在他们身上。
When these brothers asked for a miracle came.
想想看
，think about it.
如果同样的传教士
，if the same missionary，
他们今天在圣保罗
，in São Paulo，
然后有一般的人根本明明懂得他们所讲的话
，and there are people who understand what they say，
他们根本就应该用他们懂得话对他们传福音才对。
They will speak the words that they understand.
但是弟兄姊妹，如果在那个时候
，at that time，
你看没？他们是希望，他们希望能够显个神迹给他们听。
They want a miracle for them to see。
那么他也把蛇放在手里。
And they also carry a snake。
那神听他们的祷告吗
？Will God listen to their prayer？
神不一定听他们的祷告。
He might not。
许多时候这样做反而是试探神的。
And actually, many times you do this is to tempt God.
所以让我们记得这句。
Let us remember, brothers.
今天神迹不是给我们当个魔术给全世界看，没有。
Miracles today isn't a magic show to the world.
我们知道说神迹是为了彰显神的荣耀。
Miracles is to manifest the glory of God.
神迹不是彰显我们的荣耀。
It's not to manifest our glory.
不管今天神给你什么样的神迹
，No matter what miracle he gives,
是为着福音的缘故。
It is for the gospel.
你看见没有
？Do you see that?
如果今天你为了荣耀你自己
，If you're to glorify yourself,
人感觉你有多么了不起
，To say, oh, how good you are.
你能做一件事情别人不能做
，I can do something that others can't.
你在那祷告，神非听你不可。
If I pray, God has to answer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
神从来没有叫我们做个魔术师的。
God never asked us to be a magician.
神要我们 们做个传福音的人。
God wants us to be a gospel preacher.
问题在哪里？你连养老圣所都不要去。
You're not willing to go to the Amazon.
你就在那里过你自己好的日子。
You just want to live your own life.
而你希望说有神迹跟着你，这是可能的吗？
And yet you want a miracle to follow you? Is that possible?
所以我在做弟兄姊妹。
I ask you.
我相信到今天还是有神迹的。
I believe there are miracles today.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
谁的神迹能够随着他们呢？
Who can have miracles follow them?
这个人是比弟兄更尊贵。
It is one who is more honorable.
无论他们求什么。
No matter what they ask.
你看见没有？
You'll see.
二十一世纪的今天。
In the 21st century.
无论求什么。
No matter what you ask.
什么事都能发生。
Everything can happen.
谁说今天不可能有神迹？
Who said that there can't be miracles?
当然今天有神迹。
Of course there.
但是问题在这里。
But here's the problem.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
不是，许多时候许多人是试探神，不是求神。
Many people tempt God, never ask for miracles.
我听说在美国啊。
I hear that in.
有一个礼拜堂。
In New York, there's a church building.
你如果要进礼拜堂去啊。
If you go into that.
要经过好几条毒蛇的。
You have to go through several poisonous.
如果你能够经过没有受伤的话，表示你有信心。
If you can walk through those snakes without being bitten, you means you have.
如果你被蛇咬死，活该被咬死的。
But if you are bitten by the snake, then tough.
就活应该被咬死。
Then you should have been bitten.
你知道吗？这个叫做试探神。
And that is tempting God.
所以让我们记得。
Let us remember.
你今天是没有意思叫我们做一个魔术表演的人。
God is not here to have us doing a show as a magician.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主耶稣昨日今日到永远都是一样。
The Lord is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
所以我们要相信。
We have to remember.
当第一个世纪亚比斯祷告的，当第一世纪有人像亚比斯那样祷告，神听他的祷告。
In the first century, when people prayed the prayer of Jabez, God listened.
21st century也是一样。
Same in the 21st century.
所以现在我们找到了。
Now we found.
我想我们很清楚。
We're very clear.
看见。
We see.
今天祷告的秘诀是怎样的？
What is the secret of prayer?
我想圣经中最好的榜样就是保罗。
I think the best example in the Bible is Paul.
你知道保罗当他在以弗所的时候。
Do you remember when he was in Ephesus?
然后在哥林多的时候。
And then in Corinth.
因为在那个地方福音通通传遍。
Because the gospel had been already been preached.
所以他写信给罗马的圣徒的时候。
So when he wrote to the Roman saints.
他说我要到罗马去。
He says I want to go to Rome.
因为这里再也没有地方可以传。
Because there's no more place to preach the gospel.
还有一点像亚历山大。
It's almost like Alexander the Great.
你知道亚历山大当时征服了那个时候的世界。
You know that Alexander the Great conquered the whole world.
然后在征服完了以后，在他帐篷里面就哭了。
And after he conquered the whole world, he cried in his tent.
他的将军问他：“你为什么哭呢？”
His general asked him, "Why are you crying?"
他说：“从此以后再也没有世界可以征服。”
He said, "From now on, I have no more place to conquer."
这是亚历山大说的话。
That is what Alexander the Great said.
保罗说过类似的话。
Paul spoke a similar word.
他说：“在这一代再也没有福音可以传。”
He said, "In this area, I cannot preach any more."
所以他说他要到罗马去。
So he said he wants to go to Rome.
罗马乃是罗马帝国的首都。
Rome was the capital of the Roman Empire.
他来的哈。Land of the Roman Empire, 来到罗马帝国的心脏地带。
You want to come to the heartland of the Roman Empire.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters,
你知道这个心愿是主的心愿。
This desire is the desire of the Lord.
主所以要得着保罗。
Because the Lord chose Paul.
就是要他把福音送到全世界各地。
He gained Paul so that Paul could preach the gospel.
所以感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
Thank the Lord, brothers and sisters.
凡他所愿意。
Whatever he wants.
因为他住在主里。
Because he abides in the Lord.
主的话也在他里面。
And the words abide in him.
他明白神的旨意。
Now he understands God.
他要到罗马去。
He's going to Rome.
他不是为自己去的。
It's not for himself.
所以弟兄姊妹。
So brothers and sisters.
你看见吗？
Do you see?
因为这个缘故。
For this reason.
凡他所愿意。
Whatever he wishes.
所以他最后到了罗马。
He went to Rome.
弟兄姊妹，这个就是我们的主所给我们看见的一个祷告。
This is our Lord showing us a prayer.
但是当他写信给罗马教会的时候
，When he wrote to the church in Rome,
他说：“我希望我欢欢喜喜到你们那里。”
He said, "I want to go there rejoicefully."
那这是他所希望的。
He said, "I want to do. That's my desire."
弟兄姊妹。现在你明白吗
？Do you see？
一面神听了他祷告。
On one hand, the Lord answered his prayer.
他的确到了罗马。
He did go to Rome.
福音应该要传到罗马。
The gospel has to be preached in Rome.
但是另外一方面
，But on the other hand，
神好像没有听他的祷告。
It's as if the Lord didn't answer his prayer.
因为他带着锁链去。
Because he went handcuffed.
他希望欢 with the chain， 他希望欢欢喜喜的去。
He wanted to go there joyfully.
结果没有想到带着锁链。
But he never thought that he would go in chains.
现在好像忧忧愁愁的。
It's as if you were going there sorrowfully.
弟兄姊妹，从表面上来看
，on the surface，
神没有听他的祷告。
God didn't listen to answer his prayer.
但是不要忘记
，but don't forget，
当他写腓立比书的时候
，when he wrote Philippians，
你记不记得
？Do you remember？
他对腓立比的人怎么说
？What did he say to the Philippians？
Rejoice， 喜乐。
Rejoice.
你们要常常喜乐。
Always rejoice.
我再说，你们要常常喜乐。
Again, I said rejoice.
保罗是在监狱里面。
Paul was in prison.
他到了罗马。
He had reached Rome.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
他学会了苦难的功课。
He learned the lesson of suffering.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
在他最痛苦的时候。
In his most difficult time.
乃是他最喜乐的时候。
That is when he had the most joy.
他不是说我希望欢欢喜喜的到罗马去吗
？Didn't he say I want to joyfully go to Rome？
表面上来看
，On the surface，
他带着锁链
，He was in chains。
他没有想到
，He never thought，
是这个锁链带给他世人所不知道的喜乐。
That it was these chains that brought a joy that the world does not know。
所以他说你们要常常喜乐。
He said always rejoice。
我再说
，Again I said，
你们要常常喜乐。
Always rejoice。
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
等到保罗写腓立比书的时候
，When Paul wrote Philippians，
你看见神听了保罗的祷告。
God answered Paul's prayer.
保罗说我要欢欢喜喜的去。
Paul said, "I want to joyfully go."
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters.
如果保罗明白神的旨意
，If Paul knew God's will,
他如果学十字架的功课
，If he learned the lesson of the cross,
果然像他的祷告一样
，Then just like his prayer,
他是欢欢喜喜。
He would joyfully go.
这什么意思
？What does that mean?
你看见当神答应他的祷告的时候
，When God answered his prayer,
是从一个低的层次把他提高到高的层次。
It was from a very low level and bring him up.
就肉身来讲，他是痛苦。
According to the flesh, he was suffering.
但他的灵里面却充满了感谢。
But his spirit was full of thanksgiving.
充满了赞美。
Full of praise.
让我们记得。雅比斯的祷告
，The prayer of Jabez，
我们的祷告得着答应
，Our prayer is answered，
乃是根据神旨意的层次
，It's according to the will of God，
你看见
，The will of God，
所以这个非常重要
，It's very important，
雅比斯的祷告好像是属地的祝福
，Prayer of Jabez is as if it were the blessing of this earth，
但如果我们祷告的话
，But if we were to pray，
神永远是根据最高的层次
，God forever will pray according to the highest level，
一点都不错。
No、
就是雅比斯的祷告。
The Old Testament, the prayer.
不过要的是地上的祝福。
He wanted the earthly blessings.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But don't forget.
当我们在那祷告的时候。
When we pray.
凡你所愿意。
What you wish.
不错，我们还在肉身里面。
We are still in the flesh.
我们希望能欢欢喜喜的到罗马去。
We want to joyfully go to Rome.
结果没有想到带着锁链。
We never thought we'd go in chains.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
主有没有听我们的祷告
？Did the Lord answer our prayer?
主还是听了我们的祷告。
He still did.
不过是根据更高的层次
，But it is according to higher standards.
是根据神旨意的那个层次
，It's according to the standard of the will of God.
所以从此以后
，From now on，
我们学会一件事
，We know one thing.
父啊，不要照着我的意思
，Father, not according to my will.
乃是照着你的意思
，But according to your will.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
天父的旨意。
The will of the heavenly Father
永远是天上的旨意
Forever is a heavenly will.
永远是个属天的层次
It forever is a heavenly standard.
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason，
我们就知道
We know
为什么雅比斯没有祷告完
Why Jabez did not finish his prayer?
你看见神已经听了他祷告了
God already answered.
保罗要到罗马去
Paul was going to Rome.
神已经听他了
He already listened to his prayer.
他说我要欢欢喜喜去
He said I want to go joyfully.
他不是愿意要欢欢喜喜去吗
Was he willing to go joyfully?
结果好像神没有成就了
It's as if God didn't answer.
没有神成就了
God did answer.
乃是根据神的旨意成就
But it's according to his will that
根据更高的那个层次
According to a higher standard.
所以弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
你看见吗？主的话一点都没有错
God's word is not wrong.
凡保罗所愿意的
Whatever Paul wanted.
因为保罗与基督乃是联合的
Because Paul was one with Christ.
保罗比众弟兄都更尊贵
Paul was more honorable than his brother.
他所得着的乃是双倍的福分
What he gained was a double blessing.
所以我们感谢是个
double portion.
是个 birthright. 他是个长子的名分
He received the birthright.
所以因为这个缘故
For this reason.
弟兄姊妹 你看见保罗的祷告就听他了
Paul's prayer.
保罗的祷告就是雅比斯的祷告。
Paul's prayer was Jabez's prayer.
所以但愿我们也都能有这样的祷告。
May we also have this prayer.
那这样弟兄姊妹
，This way, brothers and sisters,
我们就明白圣经里为什么把雅比斯的祷告赏给。
We will understand why the Bible gives us the prayer of Jabez.
原来叫我们做一个寻求主旨意的人。
He wants us to be one who seeks God.
原来主要我们住在他的里。
He wants us to abide in Him.
他的 rhema 也住在我们。
And His rhema abides in us.
我们就明白神的旨意。
Then we understand God's
will. 我们愿意顺服神的旨意。
We want to obey God's
will. 我们连于神的旨意。
We want to be one with His will.
这个时候。
At this
time, 凡我们所爱的
whatever we love,
就是神所爱
is what God loves.
凡我们所恨的
whatever we hate,
就是神所恨
is what God hates.
凡我们所要的
whatever we want,
就是神所要的
is what God wants.
弟兄姊妹，你要什么？
What do you want?
凡祈求的就给你成就
Whatever you wish, ask and it shall be done.
所以弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
现在你知道
now you know,
雅比斯祷告的秘诀在哪里
The secret of the prayer of Jabez
乃是这个祷告的人
is this person
是联合于神旨意的人
one with the will of God
他所要的
what he wants
乃是神的心能够得着满足
he wants the God's heart to be satisfied
他所要的
what he wants
不是自己的喜悦
is not his own desire
乃是天上的笑容
but it is the smiling face of heaven
只要我们的神充满了笑容
as long as our God is smiling
弟兄姊妹他愿意破碎自己的心
He is willing to break down his heart
他愿意放下所有的一切
He is willing to give up all
为做神的旨意
For God's will
亲爱的弟兄
Brothers and sisters
难怪
No wonder
这个人
This person
比众弟兄都更
Is more honorable than his brothers
这个人怎么可能是这样尊贵
How can this person be so honorable
因为他的母亲
Because of his mother
生他的时候甚是痛苦
Bore him in pain
双倍的祝福来自于双倍的痛苦
Double blessing is a result of double suffering
在十字架上为我们受苦。
On the cross, our Lord died for us.
许多时候，今天我们叫圣灵担忧，圣灵也叫我们里面受苦。
Today, we many times we grieve the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit does suffer.
但是感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
因着这双重的苦难。
But because of this double suffering,
结果我们这些人产生了。
We were born.
我们现在学会顺服神的旨意。
We learn how to follow God's will.
我们也自然学会了亚比斯的。
And naturally, we learn the prayer of Jabez.
弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters,
这就是亚比斯的。
This is the prayer of Jabez.
但愿主对我们的心说话。
May the Lord speak to our hearts.
我们低头有个简单祷告。
Let us end with a simple word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words to you.
求你对我们每一个人说话。
May you speak to our hearts.
对在座的每一位弟兄姊妹说话。
Speak to each and every one of us.
对看录影带或者听。听录音带的人说话。
Speak to those watching the video or listen to the.
但愿亚比斯的祷告。
May the prayer of Jesus
成为我们的祷告。
Be our prayer.
保罗的祷告。
May Paul's prayer
成为我们的祷告。
Be our prayer.
主啊，这是我们的心愿。
This is our heart's desire.
我们愿意寻求你的旨意。
We are willing to seek after your.
我们说我们在天上的父。
We say Heavenly Father.
愿人都尊你的名为圣。
Hallowed be thy name.
愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天。
May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In Jesus' precious name.
Amen.